said me. Holy, then will I be free. Oh, she was hiding me, and every girl face I see. All right, we're back with another episode of BRB Footy. We're going to try to bring you a lot of quick, easy, digestible episodes for the last few remaining games before playoffs. My name is Shafe. Glad to be back in the studio with my mate, my footy brother, Doogie. That last game against Valor was a huge disappointment, and yet maybe one of the most exciting games of the year.
Yeah, Shafe, it was a tough game to swallow, but it was a fun game to be at. It was up and down, back and forth, but Cavs had kind of another slow start, didn't they? Kind of felt like a bad start. There was two crossbars in the first, 6 minutes? Mind you, off the same play, but both of those shots could have been goals if they were in separate plays from each other. So
the first 10, 15 minutes was an absolute heart stopper. Back-to-back crossbars, like you said, around like the 7th minute of play, I think it was. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in person.
No, it was unbelievable. And, you know, right from the get-go, there was action. And then we get those crossbars, and then Sergio Camargo runs up the field the other way and wins a penalty right after that, right? And what can we say about penalties?
Man. Yet again, Joe Mason fails to deliver on what should be an easy point for the Cavs. You know, we said last pod that, you know, Joe would be our man to step up during those pens. So what happened on this one? Yeah, I don't know. Was it Joe failing to deliver, or was it, you know, Sirwa just showing how his class?
Well, I don't think it was a great penalty.
Yeah.
I think it was quite a poor penalty. You know, Sirwa makes himself big and does what a goaltender should do, drags his legs when he dives, and that's where it hits. He goes right up the middle, and he's been great for us, and he's a player that is very important for the Cavalry attack, and we've seen even since he's come back, it's been easier scoring goals in free play. When the ball falls to him, he can get it on net or make a chance, and he does do some great passing as well. Very tough on the penalties. And, what can you say? I think it was a poor penalty, but, you know, Sirwa makes himself big and
gets the job done.
And maybe the curse is real.
The curse is real. I don't know. Do you see Joe in our colors next year, or do we just line up a new striker to wear some red?
I think we see him next year if he wants to stay. I don't think there's any issues, as I said, with him scoring.
He had some moments of brilliance like early on in the season, absolutely. But right now, the curse. Oh, the curse.
And, I mean, he scores, you know, in this game.
Yeah.
He scores off of a header, and he's scored some late goals since he's came back from injury as well. But you know, it's tough getting back into the game when you've come off an injury like that. And maybe somebody else is the penalty taker. But as far as striker goes, and as far as, you know, capability of goal scoring, I think he's fine on that front. But
something's missing here. I don't know what it is right now, what part of the Cavs needs to be strengthened, but some of these easy goals we should be putting away. I mean, will the Cavs score a penalty this year? We only have 2 games left, so will they score a penalty this season? I don't think so.
Well, and that's kind of a scary prospect, is going into the postseason, what happens if you're level with a team? And you know, even if we make second place, what if we're level with third place, or you go into penalties at some point?
Yeah.
And
our record is not good.
No, it really isn't. I mean, if you actually look back, the last penalty that we scored was Nick Ledgerwood against Pacific FC, and that was September 9th, 2020 at the Island Games.
Yeah.
So, you know, they went 5-for-5 for penalties at the Island Games, but they're 0-for-3 this season. So as you said, Chafe, what's missing? What isn't there? Tough to say, but something is. They're snake bitten.
Something needs to give. And it did give. For Valor, though, the other way, just seconds after that penalty, all of a sudden you turn it around. Valor is off to the races down the field. Valor's Rafael Gallardo splits the Cavs' defense to find Moses Dyer with, you know, a pretty beautiful pass, and he makes no mistake.
Yeah, sidesteps Marco Carducci and places it into the gaping net. And, yeah. I mean, it was a beautiful, beautiful run by him, well-timed pass.
It was, yeah.
But, you know, again, Cavs are caught on the transition, mm-hmm. and it kind of looked like they weren't really talking about who was picking up Dyer, and he went right up the middle.
Right through our two defensemen trying to backpedal.
So, yeah, it's tough goal to take, and especially off of something, I think that's a tough lesson to learn, off of something like a penalty. You know, it was knocked quickly out of bounds. Mm-hmm. They had another chance on a quick throw-in, and they coughed up the ball right away, and next thing you know, it was in our net. So,
like I was saying, really exciting few minutes of the game. I just wish it had gone our way.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, at least the two chances in the first hit the crossbar. That was exciting and did go our way, I guess.
It's
but
true. Cavs did give us a brief moment of hope, though, in the 13th minute. A corner finds the head of Di Chiara, who sets it up volleyball style almost to Sergio Camargo waiting right in the box there to put a little bit of hope in our hearts to give us that 1-1. The Cavs are back in it now. A little bit of pinball tactics almost in that.
Yeah, no, it was Di Chiara. He's a well-seasoned veteran, and he kind of know, like, especially with this league, he's been around the league, you know, and he knows how to do those types of set plays and those, you know, quick flicks, and that's what the Cavalry are about. It's when it works, it's beautiful, right? So.
Yeah.
It's good that he was able to do that, and he's a, you know, brilliant player when he does get the ball at his feet or at his head, just when he doesn't lose his head like last game. But yeah, he had a good game, and that was a you know, world class header over to Sergio, and credit to Sergio. He put some spit on that that header into the net. You could see he definitely thumped that on his header. So
yeah, it was
great.
Well,
goal.
Done. Yeah, well done. And, you know, the Cavs had their moments in this one. You know, when you have it back at 1-1, you're going, okay, here we go. Now we're getting started.
Yeah, and Joe Mason had another good chance in the 15th minute where he comes in on Suruwa and he tries to go through his legs, and Sirwa just smothers the ball on him.
That was one of my favorite plays of the game there. Coming up field, Tom Field made a nice little pass, and Sergio has this, like, really great sense of where everyone is on the field. He lets the ball just roll right under his boot to find Joe there sitting right in the box, and I was like, this is it?
Yeah, it was a great dummy by Sergio.
Yeah.
He was looking on, and you know, maybe he was the guy that you put back and take a penalty as he's kind of feeling confident and that kind of thing.
And Jonathan Sirwa, you know, my pick for the Golden Glove, stretches out all the way to deny Joe Mason that goal. And honestly, he was on his game.
It was a good save.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really fault Joe. Like, how many times do strikers score by slotting it through a goaltender's legs?
Mm-hmm.
It's Sirwa just read him the whole way, and then he did a great job of smothering up rebound because Joe was dragging his feet trying to get any loose ball out of there he could, and no, there was no rebound to get.
the Bow River Brigade podcast as part of the Northern Starting 11 Network. Online at nsxinetwork.com.
Yeah, Joe Mason does finally get his goal, though, in the 37th minute. Nick Apostle crosses a beautiful ball into the box to find the head of Joe Mason. We're all heads this game. Find the head of Joe Mason, and we're finally get that feeling like the tide is maybe shifting. Cavs take the lead.
Taking the lead 2-1, yeah, you know, going into the 38th minute, and yeah, we're feeling good. We're loving it.
Yeah, they're making us hope again.
You know, it seemed as though it the half was going well. However, in the 43rd minute, referee calls kind of started coming into play, and I feel they yeah. There was a few contentious referee calls earlier in the game. But even at this point, this one really changed the tide of the game.
It's hard being a ref out there, especially when you don't have VAR in this league and that. And, you know, against the hometown fans, making calls that don't go our favor is never going to be a popular one. But, you know, what can you do?
No, and in the 43rd minute, the referee misses what I thought was a clip on Di Chiara. What did you take on it?
I didn't think so.
No.
And the thing is that I really took away from is the Cavs basically were looking for that penalty. They stopped playing. And then, you know, like we've been told since we were kids, you play till the end of the whistle.
I thought he missed maybe a clip on Di Chiara, and Di Chiara collides with Karifi Yao, mm-hmm. taking both players out. But then, yeah, Cavalry stop, and yeah. they started waving their arms.
Just whining.
And, William Accio did not, so yeah. he stepped up, smashed the ball in the net in one touch, and there you go. Game was level again.
Yeah. Lesson learned, Cavs. You play till the whistle. I don't understand why you would stop and just start whining at the ref as if a call is going to go your way this time. And then I think it was after this goal, Accio came over to the side where we are, and then the Valor players just start booting the like advertising and the boards and that, and they got under my skin at that point.
Yeah, I definitely yelled a couple yeah. things at them.
Yeah, can't say them on the pod, but...
No. Yeah. My lawyers tell me not to.
That's right. It's under litigation right now.
Yeah. It was a heated game.
It was.
And they were feeling it. And, you know, they had their chances, and they thought they're in, you know, big town Calgary coming into the play... couple of the big teams that have, you know, arguably we've been in the top ranks, we've yeah. been in playoff position. It's hard to think when Cavalry have ever not been in playoff position.
I know, we've been really fortunate of that, but then we'll get to this in like a minute here, but like what can we expect from the playoffs from the Cavs, because something's missing. But now we're going into the second half, we're tied, brand new game, 2-2 basically, and things did not really get much better for the Cavs.
No, in the 69th minute, however, the wheels did fall off the yeah. Cavalry bus, mm-hmm. and William Accio gets his second goal with, you know, he outfights Norman Jr. for the ball at the top of the box, and, yeah. and he blasts a terrific shot in the top corner, like clean beating Marco Carducci cleanly.
It's a beautiful goal.
It was a wonderful strike, and yeah, it just felt like the Cavs didn't have their lines sorted, clearing balls, and then it falls to our central defender who had no real backup in a one-on-one fight with Accio, and next thing we know, it's in the back of our net.
Yeah, Norman Jr. is wearing the armband on this one, and I didn't see many captain qualities coming off him. I didn't see him gathering the troops, organizing them. He couldn't even clear his own lines or find the ball between his own feet. Gets his pocket picked by Accio, who does not make any mistakes. And, you know, now it's just like the Cavs have rolled over. They've exposed their belly, and, you know, the blood just continued to flow.
You know, they didn't really have many attempts, and they had a couple, you know, couple little shots on net that really aren't going to trouble yeah. any keeper in this league. And then they had a free kick that was decent shot, but not on target. And it's so, you know, again, a shot that's not on target is not going to trouble any keeper in any league because it's not on target. So, yeah. Valor just put us to sleep, and that, you know, we're pushing and pushing, trying to get the next goal and trying to get back level in a game where arguably fans are going to say, why aren't we in the lead in this game?
We had a few great chances where we should have been able to at least be level by this point. But honestly, we just keep getting punished on the transition.
Yeah, and because we were pushing and pushing, it's exactly that. We, you know, they scored again in final minutes. Kevin Alleman, actually another world-class strike. The volley on the run onto the through ball, and he just one-touch volleys it. It was a pretty beautiful goal.
Yeah, the ball's just kind of bouncing in front of him, and he just takes it in stride and whack!
Set up perfectly, the announcers like to say, I guess. Yeah, it sat for him, and boy, did he make us pay.
Yep, beat Carducci, and again, the Cavs are caught on the transition. Valor storms into our end, 3-on-2, and our defense just leaves Carducci out to dry. And that's the way it would end, 4-2.
Yeah, Cavs fall to Valor FC, so no points on that game, and that's a tough pill to swallow. You know, we had our chances. Pacific FC lost that weekend as well, and those are important points that we didn't take advantage of.
Yeah, and we'll take a quick look ahead to the last stretch for us and the rest of the league after a quick word from our sponsor.
I love to bake, but I either don't have the time or I'm missing a crucial ingredient. That all changed when I discovered Lazy Bake. Baking kits delivered right to your door. I just need a couple basic ingredients and I'm baking like a pro. All you need is water for delicious campfire cookies or a can of beer for the Dilipino beer bread. Lazy Bake makes baking a breeze for even the most inexperienced baker. Visit lazybake.com and enter promo code BRBFooty for 25% off your first order. Lazybake.com, promo code BRBFOOTY. Lazy Bake, baking made easy.
Yeah, so that loss, a hard pill to swallow. The Cavs don't pick up the 3 points that we so desperately need to stay in contention, to fight for that home field advantage. And if we don't pick it up with 2 games left, we're going to be sliding down the standings. And some of these rivals, PFC, Forge, even Valor, are going to be picking it up and pushing.
Valor FC, York, and Wanderers are all in contention for that fourth spot. So those teams are going to be hungry, and we'll talk about how some of those games coming up are going to come into play later here. But those teams, they're looking to come in. They're looking to stir things up, and all they have to do is win a couple games if they get into the playoffs. So
yeah,
Cavalry are really going to have to start, you know, getting things together and stringing together goals, stringing together
some wins
and really solidifying on defense.
All we need to string together is 2 wins, because that's all we have left to play right now. And, you know, this isn't time to take the foot off the pedal. We may have our playoff berth clinched, but we don't really know where we're going to be sitting.
No, Shafe, and, you know, this might be the most important stretch of games in Cavalry history since the 2019 playoffs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's crucial to get points coming up here, and we're going to be playing Pacific FC and Forge FC, and, you know, those are games against teams where we can hop standings. And I said, we dropping those points where Forge won that weekend, but Pacific lost, and we could have, you know, kind of put ourselves up there with Forge. It's It's going to be tough.
Yeah, they're must-win games, and they're against hot opponents right now. I mean, like we said before, Forge has a busy schedule, and they have a couple games in hand, and they could easily make us pay. And with last two games here against Pacific and Forge, we have to come out swinging.
Yeah, you know, Forge has games at hand on everybody, yeah. And it's so they got to come out swinging, but they've been showing that they do. And, you know, those are games that I'm expecting they're going to pick up a point even here or there. And to them, a point is crucial.
Yeah,
they can solidify themselves at the top if they get a point in every game and then beat us then beat. Or, you know, beat some of these, get a win off of York. They're
exactly.
Playing a couple times. So it's really going to be go time here, you know, in the next couple weeks. And, very, very important that Cavalry try and finish up top.
All right, so let's break down the last few games here for the Cavs, for the rest of the league even, just to know who the final matchups are, because no matter who's playing in these last games, it is going to affect us. So the next game for the Cavs is coming up this weekend.
Yeah, Cavs are going to play Pacific FC on November 7th at 1:30 at ATCO Field. So, you know, that's the last home game of the season.
Oh.
So come out. It could possibly be the last home game of 2021.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how the Cavs position and depending on how the playoffs play out, if they finish in third place, then essentially their only way to get in is if the fourth place team, to get a home game, would be if the fourth place team beats the first place team. So, and then if you're fourth, you're never going to play a home game. So it's, you know, these are crucial games for us. So come out, support them. November 7th, Sunday at ATCO Field.
Yeah, excited. I hope it's not the last time we're going to see the boys this season. I'm not done with my footy fix. I'm enjoying these cold games, even though they're freezing. We have been in the final for the last 2 years. We are hungry for that trophy every single year. And now it almost feels like the wheels are coming off. And we're going into this playoff run, and we don't seem to have a solid back line.
We're a bit shaky back there, and definitely on the transition. So this is going to be something that we really, really have to focus on. And, we're going to have to really get coherent and adhere back there on defense, because that it's been burning us in games.
It has been burning us in games, and a team is really built off the foundation of a solid defense, a solid keeper, and then you get the flair up top. But if you don't have that foundation, I'm really concerned right now for our playoff run.
It's concerning. And as I said, with things like going into penalties, even in playoff games, it's, you know, we're not the most confident right now, so we're gonna have to somehow instill that confidence, and that's big. If we can get some fans still coming out to the last home game, you know,
Tommy needs to light a fire under the boys, get everything firing on all cylinders as we head into this last playoff run. Get your tickets now. Get your tickets for next season now. Come out to that last home game. We want the crowd to be bumping.
Yeah, and then, you know, Cavalry play one last game on Tuesday, November 16th after that, and that's going to be away against Forge.
Yeah.
So your best chance to cheer and let the boys hear you is going to be at the game here. You're going to have to scream real loud from Calgary or get some tickets and go see them in Hamilton. And no one likes to live in Hamilton. Isn't that what they say? Or
I accept that one.
I think they always, they chant that about everywhere.
Yeah.
It's wrapping up quick.
Yeah, I'm glad it's a nice afternoon kickoff. So hopefully the sun will be out and it'll be a bit warmer. Come out, cheer on the boys at home at least one last time. And I think that about does it now for this quick edition of the Bow River Brigade podcast. Music is brought to you by local Calgarian musician Mitch Belot. Visit him online at mitchbelot.com. That's M-I-T-C-H-B-E-L-O-T. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter to find out when all the upcoming shows are.
You can find us on social media at BRBFooty. That's B-R-B-F-O-O-T-Y on Instagram, Twitter, whatever you want to reach out to us.
Mainly those two. And then send us your hate mail at brbfooty@gmail.com. And until next time,
BRB.
March on.